Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome people. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to leveling up your life. And today's topic? Let's talk discipline, but not just any old discipline. We're diving deep into building it in our digital lives. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and losing precious time on that endless rabbit hole of the internet? You know that feeling when your phone becomes a gravitational pull, sucking you in with every new notification, right? Well, guess what? We're here to break free from that digital hamster wheel and reclaim our focus, energy, and sanity. Now, I get it. Our digital world is designed to be addictive. It's constantly vying for our attention, bombarding us with updates, likes, and endless content. But the good news? We have the power to choose how we engage with it. We can become masters of our digital domain instead of slaves to its algorithms. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that ironclad discipline in your digital life. First up, be mindful of your screen time. Seriously, track it. There are apps for this. I use one myself, and let me tell you, the data can be eye-opening. You might be surprised by how much time you actually spend scrolling through social media or watching cat videos. No judgment here. We've all been there. Awareness is the first step to making changes. Next, set clear boundaries. Designate specific times for checking emails, social media, and browsing the web. Treat these sessions like appointments. Start and end them on time, just like any other important meeting in your day. And remember, those just one more scroll, moments are sneaky traps. Step away when your designated time is up. Number 3. Curate your digital diet. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Fill your feeds with inspiring content, thought-provoking articles, and things that genuinely add value to your life. Think of it like a meal. You wouldn't just eat junk food all day, right? Treat your online consumption with the same care. Now, here's one that's super important. Find your offline oasis. Schedule regular digital detox breaks. Go for walks in nature, spend time reading a good book, or engage in hobbies that don't involve a screen. Reconnecting with the physical world will refresh your mind and give you a much-needed break from the digital overload. And finally, remember, progress over perfection. Building discipline takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, get sucked into the vortex of notifications, or find yourself scrolling for hours on end. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Think about that one friend who's always glued to their phone, missing out on real-life conversations and experiences. It's easy to judge them, right? But have you ever considered how much of your own time is spent in a similar way? We've all been there. That feeling of being digitally distracted, missing a joke because you were busy scrolling, or forgetting important details because your attention was elsewhere. That's the trap we need to break free from. Listen, I get it. Technology can be amazing. It connects us, informs us, and entertains us in ways we never imagined before. But when it starts to control our lives instead of serving us, that's when it becomes a problem. By implementing these simple strategies, you can take back the reins and use technology to enhance your life instead of letting it consume it. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, put down that phone for a minute and embrace the real world. You deserve it. Remember, folks, building discipline in your digital life is an ongoing journey. It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being. It's not about deprivation, it's about finding balance and using technology to empower you, not control you. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who could use a digital detox boost. And if you find these tips helpful, leave us a review. Your feedback keeps the podcast going strong. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced, awesome life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.